Good Moyed. Based on what we've been saying, really, we need to understand why there's a problem with shaving, taking a haircut, and why there's a problem with washing clothes, and these seem to be something which is clearly Tzarech HaMoyed. A person should look nice for Moyed or Yom Tov. A person should have nice clean clothing, which he wants to use for the Yom Tov. It's not a direct Tzarech HaGuf, but it's not a Maisa Uman to wash clothing. So why wouldn't that be mutter? So really the answer is that Mikra Din, it should be mutter. It is a valid Tzarech HaMoyed. It's a valid type of malacha which Chol HaMoyed should be mutter. However, the Chachamim came along over here and added an Isser, and they said, we're concerned that since people are very busy before Yom Tov, and if they would be able to take haircuts Chol HaMoyed, or wash their clothing Chol HaMoyed, they're going to say, why should I worry about these type of things before Yom Tov? Let me leave them for Chol HaMoyed. And they're going to enter into Yom Tov without a haircut and without their clothing being washed, and it's not going to be a covet of Yom Tov. So Chachamim came along and said, my friends, you cannot wash during Chol HaMoyed, you cannot take a haircut during Chol HaMoyed, and therefore the person will be forced to make sure that they do it before Yom Tov. So in order to give the proper covet to Yom Tov, the Chachamim felt a need to answer them taking haircuts, taking a shave, and washing clothing. Therefore we find in Halacha, people which were in a state of oinus before Yom Tov and were not able to do so, to take a haircut or wash their clothing, are mutter to wash their clothing and take a haircut during Chol HaMoyed, because for them there was no element of negligence, it was not their fault. So the Mor gives some examples. A person who had been traveling in those days, travel involved being away from the yeshiva, etc., so the option of washing his clothing or getting a haircut was not possible. A person who had been traveling over the Yam, a person who had been imprisoned, a person who had made a netter, and he's only able to find that he will not take a haircut, and he only found a heter for his netter, finally on Chol HaMoyed. So all these are examples where the person, not through any negligence of his own, was not able to do it before Yom Tov. So we're going to be matter these type of items to wash and on Yom Tov and take a haircut on Yom Tov. Another example of where we find in Halacha that something is mutter Chol HaMoyed to wash is Bigdei Ketanim, because the nature of Ketanim is they're constantly dirtying themselves. It's hard to keep Ketanim clean. So we can't say, well, the fact that we're going to lach Chol HaMoyed is going to affect what he does before Yom Tov. He'll wash all the clothing before Yom Tov, and it's going to be dirty again by the time Chol HaMoyed comes, because it's hard to keep the children clean. So the Chazal did not answer the washing of Bidei Ketanim during Chol HaMoyed. A question comes up is, once we are washing the clothing for Ketanim, would we allow to add in to the washing machine, which is no extra tircha involved, no extra effort involved, add in the clothing of Gedolim? But based on what we're saying, it seems that the answer is obvious, that the point over here is if a person knows that he can rely on washing during Chol HaMoyed by being mitzdar of it to the Begadim of Ketanim, we're back to the problem. We're afraid the person will not take it seriously and wash his clothing before Yom Tov, relying on the fact that he can do it Chol HaMoyed. So therefore, even though we have a bona fide heter to wash the clothing of Ketanim, as much as needed for the Ketanim to use for Chol HaMoyed and for Yom Tov, the upcoming Yom Tov, but that does not allow a person to add the big day begotten of the Gedolim of the adults to the mixture as well. At what age do the children change from being Ketanim to being Gedolim for this purpose? So some understand it to mean that Bidei Ketanim means very, very young children which are constantly physically, you know, dirtying themselves with their different type of wastes, their body wastes, and that's obviously true. But Rav Scheinberg says it really depends on the age of a child, but many children, especially boys, up to age 9 and 10 are still, their nature is they get themselves dirty, they're playing around, they get into the mud, into dirt, and that's normal for them. And that is still goes into this heter of Bidei Ketanim, the begotten of Ketanim are mutter to wash during Chol HaMoyed as much as necessary to have for them for Chol HaMoyed and for the upcoming Yom Tov. this point in time, we've covered some of the lachos of Chol HaMoed. Obviously, there's much more to talk about, and we have future opportunities of Chol HaMoed to speak about that. Bezus Hashem. We should be zeichet to have the upcoming Yom Tov should be a beautiful Yom Tov, and each person should be really, truly be mesameach together with the Torah, and that will be a source of his Simchas HaTorah for the whole upcoming year. Have a good Moed, and have a good Kvittel, and have a good Yom Tov.